Okay, welcome everyone to another Sunday morning Chabura. We're going to talk a little bit today about the topic of kings. The connection to Parshas Vayigash is because when Yaakov Avinu went in front of Paro, he gave him a bracha. We know the Gemara tells us that when a person sees a king, he has the opportunity to see a king, he should make a bracha. What's the bracha? So it depends. If it's a Jewish king, the bracha is Shechalak Mechachmosoi Liyireya. If it's a non-Jewish king, then it's Shenosan Mechachmosoi Libriyosa. There's two differences. The Jewish king is Shechalak. The Beisaisa says that a Jew's neshama comes from Hashem's throne, Kisya covered, so it's like a chelik of Hashem. A non-Jew is just like a nosan, just a nesina. He's more distant, and he just gets a nesina. It doesn't say that the brothers did. I don't know. It just says that Yaakov did. The father did. Yeah. So that's one halacha. When you see a king, you make a bracha. There's another thing, which is not a halacha, but the Gemara tells us about kings, that la'olam yishtadol adam loros. A person's supposed to go out of his way to see a king. And the Gemara says, because it'll give you a greater appreciation when Mr. Shema Mashiach comes, and we'll see the glory of Mashiach. We'll have like a benchmark, what to compare it to. We'll see that the Mashiach is getting so much more covered than any king that came in this world. So I want to talk about different, first of all, defining what is a king. That's one question. What's the definition of a king? Do we have kings nowadays? Number two, what's the halacha of a female king? Is there any difference between a male king versus a queen of England, let's say? The third shaila is, does it matter if the king is in a glorified state? Let's say you're playing golf with the president. Well, let's say you have a more casual meeting with the king. Is that considered, do you make a bracha? And the fourth thing is, the fourth question is, if it's on, let's say, television, if it's not in real life, let's say you watch the inauguration, you watch the coronation of the king, do you make the bracha? Or does that go into the halacha of yishtadol? So the first thing is, what is a king? So seems to be a machlokes in the poskim. I printed the Tshuvas HaRadvaz and Rav Moshe Sternbach, two different Tshuvas. The Radvaz is in an earlier Achra, and Rav Moshe Sternbach is Shlita, is one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael today. And they seem to have two different approaches of how to define a king, and it makes a very big nafkamina. The Radvaz says, I think this is the standard halacha, Rabbi Vadia in Yichave Das goes like this. The definition of a king is someone that has power, lahamisu lahachios. He has executive power to cause someone to die or to cause someone to live. That's the definition of a king. Right now, Ramosh was asking that Al Capone has power to kill and to keep alive. But as Pasha, you have to be a king, right? Step one is they have to be a king. You have to be a leader of a country or whatever. And then the second tonight is that it has to be someone that has executive power. Rav Moshe Sternbach seems to go the exact opposite. He says the definition of melech is not based on power. It's based on kavod, a malchus, a person that's perceived to be the melech. So the easy way to bring out the machlokes is to talk about the United States versus England, right? The president of the United States versus the queen of England, or the king of England. The president of the United States has power, right? Maybe you could argue that he doesn't have power to kill. I did once hear from Rav Moshe Heinemann that he said that since the president could declare war for 90 days, that's considered power to kill. Maybe other places can argue. Rav Moshe Sternbach brings the whole shiloh about making bracha on the president. But he has power. So according to the Radvaz and according to Rabbi Vadia, there will be a strong argument that you should make a bracha on the president of the United States. But according to Rav Moshe Sternbach, he says you don't make a bracha on the president of the United States. The president of the United States is an elected official. At the end of the day, he's not the boss. He could be voted in, he could be voted out. His position is temporary. It's for maximum 8 years. And he's only there because the people voted him in. Whereas the Queen of England, for example, is the exact opposite. She has like no power. The Queen, the King, they don't get involved in the day-to-day running of the country. Maybe they have power to pardon someone. I don't know, but they don't have power to kill someone. But according to the Moshe Stirner's barometer, it's the opposite. The Queen of England is like the, you know, talk about monarchy, that's the Spitz. You know, she's there for life. There's nothing to do with what people think. People can't decide, you know, she should be the queen. She's speaking, what?
Can't vote her out.
Can't vote her out. Can't vote anyone in. We know when she dies, who's going to take over. We know who's going to take over from him. So that's Malchus. That's something which is covered. So according to the first Svara, the president of the United States, you would make a bracha, but the Queen of England, perhaps not. According to Rav Sternbach, it would be the opposite. And that's when it comes to the bracha. Let's talk about on television for a minute. Most Paiskim would say that if you see the king or the queen on television, you don't make a bracha because it's like Kiddush Lavana, right? When you make a bracha, Birchas HaRi'iyah, a bracha of seeing something, you have to see the thing with your eyes, right? Even if you see the moon through the window, you don't make a bracha unless you're desperate. You know, if you can't find the moon at all for the whole month, this whole half a month, whatever, you can maybe take a shadows if you're on an airplane or on a helicopter and you see it through the window. It could be b'shas hatzchak. Maybe there's a makom to make it. But normally you can't make a bracha through a window. So same thing with a king. If you see him through a window, and kol shekein v'kol shekein, if you see him on television, you're not going to make a bracha. Now there was a story I saw in this book from Raya Leibowitz. He says he heard from Rav Shlomo Tversky. You can ask anyone who was alive in those days in the Tells Yeshiva in Cleveland. I don't know if you know someone from Cleveland who was in Tells in the 50s. He says that in the Tells Yeshiva, during the 50s, when the Queen of England was inaugurated, they brought a television into the yeshiva. I'm not sure if it was in the Bismedrish or in the dining room. They brought a television into the yeshiva, and the whole yeshiva came in, and they looked at the Queen of England on the screen, the inauguration, and they made a bracha. That's the story. Now, you know, it's a chiddush, but I think everyone would agree that the Gemara in Brachas that says that there's a mitzvah to go and be mishtadel, to go see the cover of the Malchus, that for sure you could fulfill by seeing it on television. So, you know, I do think there's definitely a mitzvah, an inyan, to go see the cover of the Malchus, if there's an inauguration, if there's a coronation. It's a very big inyan to try to go look at that. The Mishnah Berurah says it's even kedai to take off learning to do that. Now, let's say the king or the queen is in a casual setting, okay? So there is a story recorded that this time Sonnenfeld once was in a meeting with the king of Jordan, and he made a bracha. And the king of Jordan was total casual. He was not dressed up like the king. I don't know what the king of Jordan looks like when he's dressed up, but probably... So again, according to let's say the Svar of Moshe Shtermach, the Iker is the covet of the Malchus, it's the glory of the Malchus. So maybe you shouldn't make a bracha if you just see him in casual clothes. Right? You see, I remember President Obama, he liked to show himself in casual setting, playing golf or like, you know. So maybe you wouldn't make a bracha on that. And Mr. Tavold, you should never make a bracha on Obama. See, because you don't have Edith's for it. if the Iker is the power, so it doesn't really matter if he's dressed up or not dressed up. He's a powerful man. And if you see such power close up, you should make a bracha. I think the inyan of Yishtadl, the Gemara Bracha, that you should go out of your way to see the Malchus, that's for sure, only when it's the Kohen. Just to go see a president or a king, and not in a glorious state, sorry, there would be no time. Okay, let's just talk
about... Let's say, Rabbi, about the form of precedence. Is that still...
Oh,
count?
Interesting. So again, if it's the issue of power, they don't have the power anymore. So you wouldn't make the Bracha. But according to Rav Moshe Sternbach, it could be if it's a glorious event, you know, let's say it's a presidential funeral or something. Well, you're not actually seeing the president. But, you know, let's say, or they're being honored and it's being done with the full presidential honor, then maybe you could make a, I don't know, you have to see. You probably wouldn't make a bracha, but it would definitely fulfill the inyan of the Gemara Brachas of going out of your way to see the king. The final thing I want to just mention is a woman president or woman king, queen. So do you make a bracha on a woman king? the woman queen.
Can make a run on that. That's right, why not? Well, why not?
So,
let's start with why not.
So, the tzad not, pashas you should, right? But the tzad not is because there is a drasha in the Sifri of Soim Tosim Alacha Melech, Melech Vloy Malka. It means in Yiddishkeit we don't have queens, we have kings. Now there are questions on this because there were Jewish queens. Shlom Tzion was a queen for like I think 14 years or something. I think there was one other Jewish queen, I forgot who.
Hilmi
was a Jewish queen, could be. Yeah.
Malka.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Malka. Hilmi. So I think there were Jewish queens. And some people want to distinguish between if you appoint her or if she got to be Rusha. But some want to taina that since we don't have a concept of a queen, so even if the non-Jews decide to make a queen, that won't be registered as a queen. Unless they register as you wouldn't have the Gemara Brachas like, to distinguish between the covenant of a Melech, because we don't have that. Some people also argue, this is, you look in the Paiskim, they talk about it, that the halacha is that when you look at the king, you make a bracha. But the halacha is you're not allowed to gaze at a woman. So that's quickly dismissed because the prohibition is just to gaze. You don't have to gaze at the queen to make a bracha on her. Just look at her for a second.
So the Nagash king, the Russia,
same thing? Yeah.
That's the
other thing. Right. So most Pesachim would say that you could make a bracha on a queen. I'll just end up with one interesting thing. Shlom Tzion was the queen for like, I think, 14 years. So I saw once a question on the Mefarshim. I mentioned this to every 7 years there was something called Hakel. And on a Hakel, the king would get up and he would read from the Torah to the whole Klal Yisrael. So who did Hakel when Shlom Tzion was the queen? So Harshi did it, right? Because she was the queen. She was the queen and she was the king at that time. The question is that a woman is not allowed to read from the Torah. So the Achrayim say that the whole isser for a woman to read from the Torah is covered at Tzivur. It's nothing to do with Tznius. There's no the reason why we don't have women daven for the Amud and Lane is not because of Tznius. It's because of covered at Tzivur. It's not kavadik. It's not a kavadik for a woman to get up and read the Torah. If you disagree with that, then we can talk about it after.
Not even Kol Isha.
Right. You can get around the Kol Isha problems. But the Kavod HaTzibur problem, you can't get around. But if she's the queen, and she's doing Hakel, then that's not a problem with Kavod HaTzibur, right? That isn't how Kavod HaTzibur Gadam said. The queen is getting up and reading the Torah. So that's why, I don't know if we have any record of this, but it's assumed that she actually did Hakel when she was the queen. I think Hilmi was only queen for like 2 or 3 years, so it could be there wasn't a hakel then. Okay, Mr. Hashem, we should be zoicha at Bimavchin very soon. We just came here between the Jewish king and.